بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من عجز منكم عن الليل إن يكابده وبخل بالمال إن ينفقه وجبن عن العدو إن يجاهده فليكثر ذكر الله. That person who is unable to remain awake for long periods at night and make ibadat, and وَبَخِلَ بِالْمَالِ أَن يُنْفِقَهُ, and he is too stingy to spend his money, and he doesn't have the courage to make jihad with his enemy, فَلْيُكْثِرْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ, then he should make a lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to still get that high position and high status that you would get by remaining awake for lengthy periods of the night, by spending large amounts of money, by making jihad, then you need to make abundant zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of zikr of Allah. All the time you're supposed to be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why you find that the awliya, they train themselves to constantly be in zikr. So then they even make zikr with their breathing. There's a term that you will hear called pas and fas, where when you breathing in, you inhaling, then in your mind you're saying Allah, and when you're exhaling, then you're saying who. So Allah, who. They train themselves. So sometimes they, just in a gathering with people, the lips are not moving, but they're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Very often you'll hear this ayat being recited. These are things that we constantly need to ponder over and contemplate, that how much of it is in my life. Allah ta'ala says, you remember me and I will remember you. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembering you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of you. You're in His protection. You're in His guidance. He's going to be guiding you. Every facet of your life, every decision you need to make, Allah's guidance is with you. You're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to cause any blunders. So you remember me and I will remember you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me, and don't ever be ungrateful. Don't ever be ungrateful for the favors and ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single ni'mat Allah gave you, make shukr for it. Thank Allah subhanahu. So many ni'mats we don't even know. Just this body itself, so many functions of the body, we don't even know this, those functions of the body. Only if a person gets some problem, he gets some sickness, then he realizes that there was dysfunction in the body and I never knew, but so much of comfort it was causing to me. It was bringing so much of comfort to me, but I never understood this. Yeah, I did not even know about this function. So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One buzurg, he went to the barber and he needed to trim his mustache, but his lips are just moving. So the barber told him that either you're going to stop moving your lips now, or maybe you're going to get cut. He said, that I can tolerate. I can tolerate if I get cut, but I can't stop moving my lips. Imagine to what extent they train themselves, they discipline themselves to say that you got to be reading, you got to be all the time remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why will you waste your time? Why are you just going to while that time away, that 1 hour you got, that 10 minutes you got, instead of just wasting it and just achieving nothing, achieve something. Achieve the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much for you to gain before you find in the homes people would sit together and make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe for some people they would only do it on a Thursday night, and some people would do it other nights as well. So the homes had the zikr of Allah. Families would sit together and they would make the zikr of Allah. But then when the television came, then now we are doing the completely opposite. Instead of families sitting and making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now they are watching the TV together. And then when the cell phones and the smartphones came, then you find that now everyone is on their own. Like someone wrote an article, everyone on his own. And that is exactly what is happening now in our lives, because every person got his smartphone, the husband got his smartphone, the wife got her smartphone, children have got their smartphones, homes have gone bigger now, everyone in their own room doing their own thing. So the result of which, that family structure has been broken apart. Children before in the past, they had some sort of like a support structure they had, because parents were spending quality time with their children. Sitting together, you're having meals. The father is, you know, being lighthearted, he's making some jokes. Children, the spirits are being uplifted in this manner. The father, if he needs to correct something, is correcting it also. Talim is happening in the home. Zikr is happening in the home. That home was a place of barakat. It was drawing the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now what happened to our homes? Now our homes have become war zones. Now it is a battlefield. Now who can scream louder? The husband can scream louder, or the wife can scream louder. The competition is on. Who got more vulgar words now? Who can say more obscene speech? Unfortunately, this has become our condition. We have deteriorated. We are going down because we have opted for the wrong lifestyle. The lifestyle that is tried and tested to be a recipe for destruction. You're seeing it in different parts of the world. The people who are living this lifestyle, the children are coming out completely off the track. Delinquents are coming out from those homes. Every now and then, you've seen that child is going somewhere, getting a firearm, killing a whole lot of people, killing himself. All this, we are seeing it. We are with it. All the news is reaching you. But are we taking a lesson to say that we have moved away from the correct Islamic lifestyle? The teachings of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lives of Sahaba, the lives of pious people. So we have to now revive this. We have to bring it back alive. We have to instill it, bring it within our homes. This zikr, this ta'leem, this collective dua, all this, it has to be tilawat of the Quran Sharif. This has to be part and parcel of your daily routine. Everyone in their home must read Quran Sharif. No day must pass that the child is not reading Quran Sharif. We have to inculcate these values within them. But what the fault is on our side? We have given them this all these different gadgets, and we have given them smartphones, and we ourselves have got caught up with these smartphones. So we can waste hours and hours doing absolutely nothing. So when this structure comes right, when we start following all these things, then barakat comes in the home now. Now nur and light comes in the home now. Now farishtas are coming in that home now. Now shaitans are running away from that home. In the past, people would inculcate the quality of making zikr in the lives of their children. There's one incident. We were speaking about Durood Sharif. There's a kitab called Dala'ilul Khairat. A senior alim prepared this kitab. It's got all different types of Durood Sharif in it. But there's a reason why he prepared this kitab. Once this person was traveling and he came to a well. Those days and times now, no like taps, how we have got it. So he required water from the well. So he's waiting now, maybe someone will come with a bucket. He doesn't have a bucket to take the water out. So this young girl comes to him and she sees his plight and she asks him, do you need water? He said, yes. So she just spits into the well and the water comes up. As the water comes up, this great alim, he makes his wuzu, drinks water, etc. But he is like shocked and, you know, he is astonished at this young girl. That who is this girl and how did she get such a miracle? She just has to spit in the water and yeah, the water comes up. So when he questioned her, she told him that from a very young age, from the time I was very, very small, I just came of understanding, my mother inculcated within me this quality of reading excessive Durood Sharif. So from that time I started reading Durood Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me like this now. Allah has given me all these different blessings now. I can just spit in the water and the water comes up. So this is what we need to now inculcate within our lives and the lives of our children. Teach them how to make the zikr of Allah every day. Check on them, how much of tilawat you're making, how much zikr you're making, is all your namazes in order. Inshallah, in this manner, ya Allah will protect us and Allah will protect them. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wan.